This is Religion Today with Martin Tanner, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. I'm pleased to have with me by phone today Dan Peterson, who is the chairman and founder of the Interpreter Foundation. Welcome to Religion Today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Interpreter is one of the newest, perhaps the newest, organization that has been formed to defend the faith of the restored gospel. Some of our listeners may not be familiar with it. Tell them about Interpreter and why it was formed, please.
Well, Interpreter was formed toward the end of July last year, toward the end of July 2012, partly to fill what some of us saw as likely a gap, that some of the organizations that had previously done apologetics, as we call it, defense of the faith, seemed to be turning away from that and toward a new kind of Mormon studies. And several of us felt that the work that Farms had traditionally done, and then that was taken over for a time by the Maxwell Institute at BYU, ought to be continued. And so we met toward the end of July and decided to found a journal called Interpreter, a journal of Mormon scripture. And the first article went online. It's an online journal, principally. The first article went online on the 3rd of August, 2012. And we have published at least one article every Friday since then, without a break. So somewhat over a year. It's pretty amazing to me. And with almost no resources, with a lot of volunteer effort.
It's an amazing...
We've grown now beyond just the journal and are now doing other things as well.
It's an amazing organization for anyone who's not familiar with it. Check it out. Go online to MormonInterpreter.org. It has some...
It's .com.
Excuse me. Thank you for the correction. It has some wonderful resources and some great, great information on there about the LDS Church and various things that are of interest. There's a conference that's coming up that Interpreter is sponsoring.
Yes, there is. We're quite excited about that. It'll be our first freestanding conference on November 9th, and it'll be held in the Utah County or Utah Valley Convention Center in Provo. And it's a conference on Mormonism and science. And so we brought together a group of quite distinguished practicing Mormon scientists in various fields, genetics, biochemistry, psychology, astrophysics, and so on. And they're going to be reflecting on science and Mormonism, not only defensively, but trying to show what Mormonism has actually to contribute to a scientific worldview and how Mormonism helps with reconciling religion and science. So I'm very excited about this one. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a wonderful conference. So many people, at least in other denominations, find this huge rift between science and faith or science and religion. And Latter-day Saints, I believe, to our great credit, have never seen that great rift. And as a matter of fact, this conference shows that there's a great congruence between the two.
Yes, there were studies done way back in the 70s even showing that the Latter-day Saints were disproportionately represented in the sciences. We've always had an interest in the sciences, and we have never felt that there was this unbridgeable gap between our faith and science.
Absolutely. There have also been some wonderful recent publications. Before we came on the air, we were talking a little bit about Taylor Halverson and also about Royal Skousen. I thought you might want to mention those two.
Yeah, with Taylor Halverson's joining us, he's a really interesting fellow who works at BYU, former student of mine, who went off and got a PhD in instructional design or instructional media and so on. But he also got a PhD in Hebrew Bible and Old Testament studies. That's got to be one of the most unique connections that I'm aware of. And one of his real interests is creating materials that will be useful to readers and teachers of the Scriptures. And so we've started a section on the Interpreter website at MormonInterpreter.com where we have resources for students and teachers of the Scriptures. And since we're about to go into the Old Testament year, I'm really excited about the kinds of things Taylor can do, since this is really his principal interest. And I think that those who use the website will find this material quite helpful, trying to shed light on different verses, different passages in the Scriptures, and so on. And there's more good stuff to come.
It's exciting. Many people take a look at the Old Testament and find parts of it almost inscrutable, and this is a way to sort of bridge the gap and understand not only the context of the Old Testament a little bit better, but how to relate it to us in our present day.
Yeah. So I know that the Old Testament is usually a bit of a stumbling block for not just Latter-day Saints, but many Christians. But we're going to see if we can't be a major help during this next curriculum year, and I think we can be.
This will be fun. Another point that I wanted to bring up before our time escapes us is the Interpreter Foundation's roundtables that have been conducted now for quite some time.
Yeah, we're pushing 50 of them, I think. And the idea here, again, has been to be of help to students and teachers in the gospel doctrine classes of the church. We have discussions, try to do them about 2 or 3 weeks before the lessons will be taught in church classrooms, where we get together 2 to 4, usually 3 or 4 people, to discuss pretty much the lesson material that will be talked about in classes and to shed a little light and offer some insights. And these are recorded in video form and placed on the website so that teachers who want ideas, students who just want to, you know, look at the lesson or think about the lesson before it comes, can listen in or watch those discussions and, you know, and get ideas from some of the kind of interesting people that that participate in them. Now, they're quite informal, and I know we've gotten good reaction from a number of people who've enjoyed them and found them valuable.
Which is very, very gratifying. And one of the things that we should point out before our time gets away from us is that anyone can take a look at this website absolutely for free. There is no cost, no obligation. It's just a wonderful resource that's out there.
That's right. Yeah, the idea is to present as much of this as we can for free. We decided when we wanted to launch the journal that we wanted it to be a 21st century journal. So it really is designed to be online. It's not a print journal that happens to also have a presence online. It's an online journal, an electronic journal, that's designed principally for that, with all the other things associated with it, lots of really sophisticated venues that we're in. But it can be printed off. It's also done in the format. It's designed typeset like a printed journal, so that it can be printed off. You can order it by print on demand through Amazon. And a lot of people, myself included, prefer to read it in that form. So it's available in just about any form anybody wants. Facebook, online, different Android and so on, and also in print versions. But when you get it in print, it's just the cost. We don't get anything from that. Everything is being done as cheaply as we can to make it as widely available as we're able to do.
We have just about a minute left in our segment here. Tell people again how they can find the Interpreter Foundation online and what your purpose is.
If they go to www.mormoninterpreter.com, so mormoninterpreter.com, that will take them to the main website. And then they have to look around a little bit, explore the site. There's a lot more on it than meets the eye at first. The purpose is simply to do good scholarly work on topics related to the Scriptures of the Church. That includes the Bible, but also the three peculiarly Mormon standard works. And then things related to that. We publish book reviews, articles, original articles, helps to students and teachers, roundtable discussions, and we're sponsoring a conference. We want to get this kind of scholarship out.
Professor Peterson, it has been a pleasure to have you on Religion Today. Thank you for being our guest. Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. In studio with me is Steve Densley, Jr. He's vice president at Fair Mormon, formerly known as Fair. Welcome to our studios.
Thank you for having me, Martin. It's good to be here.
My pleasure to have you. Tell our listening audience, some of whom may not be too familiar with Fair Mormon, exactly what the organization does.
Well, as you mentioned, Martin, the name Fair Mormon is new. We just changed our name in August. We've been going through a major rebranding effort with the help of Bonneville Communications, and we've decided to change the name to Fair Mormon for a variety of reasons, but one of the main reasons is that it's easier to say than our former name. We were known by FAIR, but that stood for Foundation for Apologetic Information and Research. And we found that one thing we were doing was spending a lot of time trying to explain to people what apologetic meant. And so now we hope that we'll be able to spend more time actually doing apologetics and explaining what it is. And of course, you know, Martin, that apologetics doesn't mean that we're apologizing for anything. We're not sorry that we're members of the church. Apologetics is the defense of the faith. And that's what we do, and that's been our primary focus in the past, is defending the faith. But with this new change of name, we've also tried to shift our maybe our tone a little bit, tried to shift our approach from a maybe what might be called sort of combat apologetics, or you know, these war analogies, you know, defending the faith. And what we're trying to do now is hold ourselves out as people who will give faithful responses to criticisms of the church, and not just supporting the church and defending the church, but also helping to support and sustain testimonies. So we're trying to make an additional effort to reach out to individuals personally, help them feel understood, and maybe try to help them work through you know, a faith crisis that they or a member of their family may be experiencing.
So in addition to somebody who might have heard some anti-Mormon literature, or somebody who may be investigating the church, anybody with a question, maybe about doctrine or history, could find you on the internet.
That's right. And so we provide a number of different services. We're primarily located on the internet, although we do have a yearly conference. This year we had our conference in Provo. It was in August. We've been doing that every year for the past, well, over 10 years. We also provide a service, like you alluded to, where we will respond directly to people, where they write into us with their questions. And, you know, we try to reach out to people personally to give a personalized response. But we also provide what we think is the largest collection of information about anti-Mormon criticisms that exists. It's called the Fair Mormon Wiki, or Fair Mormon Answers. And we've tried to find every different kind of attack against the church and respond to it, and it's an organic thing. It's changing all the time. And as a matter of fact, Martin, we have people who are critics of the church who will write into us and say, "You got this wrong," and so we can fix it. And so that's a great thing about our wiki, our you know, library of responses that anybody in the world can go find. That it's growing all the time. So, you know, we've got that. We also have podcasts. We have a YouTube channel. We have a service that people can sign up to called the Fair Mormon Front Page, where they can receive every day in their inbox, they will get a list of newspaper articles that have talked about the church. But one of the really exciting things right now, Martin, is that we have just reissued two of the books that we've published. One of them is called Restoring the Ancient Church by Barry Robert Bickmore. Right now it's available on Amazon in Kindle format. We're working on putting out a print edition of that as well, but that's just a great book that talks about the early church fathers and what they said about Christianity and how many parallels there are with the modern church. One of the other books that's been one of our top sellers is Shaken Faith Syndrome, and this is now also in electronic format on Kindle and Nook, if you have a Nook with through Barnes & Noble. It's also available right now in Deseret Book locations and in Costco. And this is a really exciting time for people. If they're in town for conference or visiting people, they can pick one of these up at a very reduced price at Costco. All of the Utah Costco locations are carrying Shaken Faith Syndrome, and actually Mike Ash, the author, will be at the Ogden location on October 9th doing book signings from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then the next week he'll be at the Sandy location on Wednesday, October 16th, again from 12 to 3. And then he'll be at the West Valley location on October 23rd from 12 to 3, and at the Murray location on October 30th from 12 to 3. This is a great chance for people to go in, buy the book at a reduced price. And actually, Martin, this is the book that I buy multiple copies of. I give them to people all the time. I've bought them for my family. And I think it's a really important thing, Martin, that people understand that this book is, it's not just a great resource for responding to anti-Mormon attacks. It's also a great way to help people understand what people are going through when they experience a shaken faith, when they read something on the internet that disturbs them. And so then family members can understand what other family members are going through. And then we found, Martin, that when you have a family member who starts to leave the church and fight against the church, one of the first things they do is they try to recruit other family members. It's almost a conversion process in reverse. You know, when you find something out like this, you want to go out and spread the word. And so one of the really important things that families can do once one family member has left or leaving is try to understand what process they're going through, try to understand the information that they've come across and what the responses are, but then also to help protect and prepare the other family members. And Shaken Faith Syndrome is a great way to do that.
It's a great book, a tremendous resource. And as you said, it not only has the responses to critical questions about the church, but it helps you understand sort of the emotional makeup that people have as they're going through this and how to respond. Great book. Fabulous book. Thank you for being with us today, Steve. It's been great to have you. Join me again next Sunday. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.